A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your host and creator, Paris Dunbar, and I'm super excited that you are here. Also, while I have your attention, please hit the subscribe button or the bell option so you do not miss out on any future episodes. And also, why are you not a part of my newsletter? Yes, I have a newsletter and I want you to be a part of it. So make sure you head over to madebypair.com so I can inspire you with a midweek dose of inspo. Okay, so today's episode is all about my new homegirl, Joy. And I know that's a little bit corny, but yes, I am talking about the joy that comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord. I want to elaborate on joy because recently I've been able to embrace her existence as my own. And it has taken me so many years to find her, y'all. It's been a long road, but I found her and we friends. And so it's only right that I share the good news with you and that I share her with you. Because let's face it, it ain't no fun unless we all get some. Okay? Because I'm tired of being the only joyful person in the room. We need more joy in the room. Now, because this podcast is all about the storytelling experience, it is now time for you to give yourself permission to sit back, relax, and listen. Now let's get into it. Before we get started about joy, I'm not sure if any of y'all know, but the song that plays before we get into the topic is actually my song called Keep Living. So if you want to hear the full version, just type in Keep Living by Paris Dunbar. Here's a free write narrative that I call Joy. Throughout the course of my life, I have typically been revered as a positive and joyous person by default. And that observation was true until I got a little older and began experiencing the waves of adulthood and all the uncertainty that adulthood brings. And let me tell you, I have been tired, worn out, broke, lonely, unconfident, and mentally emptied and exhausted. So it's safe to say that without joy, life gets a bit hopeless. Laughter fades out. And no matter what you do, it's never fulfilling because joy is the vibrance of this world. She brings color, hope, love, and warmth. She's what I like to call the smile of God on earth. She's truly beautiful in all of her radiance, but few notice her or are willing to accept her as their own. Her voice radiates possibility and gratifying beauty, and her presence settles the unknown facets of life. She's a fruit of the spirit, and those who love her are able to eat what she offers. Joy has single-handedly given me freedom of expression, a great sense of humor, and a level of confidence that only God can provide. She's the upright in my posture and the honesty in my stern approach. She is truly a gift. And if you haven't met or received her, I want to share her with you today. Now, God tells us a few things about her, such as joy comes in the morning. The joy of the Lord is our strength. She's a fruit of the Spirit. And there's even an old children's hymn that says, I've got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart. I got the joy, 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 joy. You know the song. Maybe you don't, but it's a song. Therefore, if you want to embrace joy as your own, then there are four things I want you to remember. One, set your alarm clock because joy comes in the morning, meaning her spirit visits you every morning. So if you want to meet her, talk to her when you wake up. Now, I know sometimes you wake up thinking crazy, not feeling that great, but it doesn't matter. Talk to her anyway. Tell her you want her with you throughout your day and in all of your works. You will quickly see major shifts in your reactions, thoughts, and you'll also gain an involuntary willingness to just laugh at everything. Speak joy into your life. Number two, get over yourself and lighten up because joy is strength. The scripture says, "The joy of the Lord is my strength." By choosing to get over yourself, which means instead of dwelling in self-pity, anxiety, depression, fear, step into freedom and do the opposite. Laugh more and stop being so offended or antisocial. Learn to express yourself because a joyous person is the strongest person in the room. Yeah, you thought you were strong because you was angry. You thought you were strong because you could beat everybody up because they don't know you. Because you want them to try you today. No, that's actually weakness. That kind person in the room, the joyous, happy person in the room, they're the strongest one in there. Number three, joy is more than just an intense feeling of happiness. She is a tree of life planted in the center of it all, which means joy plants herself in your heart posture. She's a reflection of how you carry yourself and will dictate how your peers perceive you. Now, she will require you to walk in uprightness and vibrance. In other words, with joy, you will be the light in the room. And last but not least, she's a fruit of the spirit. Need I say more? Listen, the world we live in needs more joyous people. So why not be the one that starts the trend? There may be some naysayers in the beginning because they can't fathom that level of content. But seeing is believing. And God wants to spark the power of believing in the world again. So get over yourself and start laughing again. Go ahead and let that Barney Levin race car playing Barbie Deluxe dream house child out of hiding. Because you deserve to live a great life. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart. Down in my heart, I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart today. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and please head over to madebypair.com and join my free newsletter called Word Up Wednesday, where I help keep you inspired with a midweek dose of inspo. Also, would you like to reimagine your reality in 30 nights? Then order my book called The Nightly Affirmation Journal, available on Amazon. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Paris. Peace. A Great Life Podcast. New episodes Saturdays, 8 a.m. with Paris Sade Dunbar. Tune in and tell a friend. Brought to you by Made by Pear. Let them know who made it.